The nation's oldest high school football rivalry belongs to two Connecticut programs. New London and Norwich Free Academy are playing for the 158th time this week, in a game traditionally played on Thanksgiving. But this year is different. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
The 158th meeting between New London and NFA will instead go down on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. New London's athletic director is not happy about it, and he's blaming leadership at NFA for the change.
From AD to AD, Roy Wentworth should have reached out to me, Lawrence Washington, the AD of New London Public Schools, to have a conversation about the game being changed from Thursday to Wednesday, because I feel this game is bigger than Roy and I.
Wentworth wasn't immediately available for comment. The first game between the schools happened in 1875 when New London High was then known as the Buckley School. Since then, many of the games in what the National Football League has declared the nation's oldest high school football game were played on Thanksgiving. Washington says that many parents will now miss the game because they have to work, and that swapping days poses a logistical nightmare.
We're not even talking about the fact that kids are going to be pulled out of school for this game, because we do have school. NFA does not have school.
At one point, it was going to be a night game. Norwich Police Lieutenant John Perry says his department recommended to NFA administrators the game be played in daylight hours.
We did have information that there could be some type of juvenile activity which would have put some patrons of the game in a situation where their safety would be concerned.
Washington vows that next year the game will return to Thanksgiving. Unofficially, Norwich Free Academy leads the rivalry with 78 wins to New London's 68. There have also been 11 ties. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.